Do you ever feel that your life is one big assembly line? Hi, this is Tony Agnese. You do the same thing every day at the same time. And just like the movie Groundhog's Day, we wake and shower, have breakfast, drive to work, sit at the same desk, do the same task, and return home to the same easy chair. Life becomes a comfortable rut. You know, I imagine it was the same for Simon and Andrew and James and John. Every day they would go to the same lake, cast their nets, bring in the fish, mend their nets, only to do it again the next day. They were fishermen, and life became a comfortable rut, casting their nets over and over and over again. So when Jesus approached them, they were busy earning a living, doing what they did best, what they were trained to do, a life that had become a comfortable rut. But when Jesus said, "Come, follow me," Simon and Andrew immediately abandoned their nets and followed Jesus, who promised to make them fishers of men. The same was true for James and John. They left behind their livelihood, their father Zebedee, and the crew, and they followed Jesus. Why would they do this? They weren't poor, they had good jobs, and they were making a decent living as fishermen. They gave up everything to follow Jesus. Let me ask you, my friend, are you willing to do the same? As we cast the nets of our daily routine, is Jesus calling you to follow him? Is he asking you to become a fisher of men? We know from the gospel that Andrew had been searching for God and a meaning for his life. He was a disciple of John the Baptist, who introduced Andrew to Jesus. They were not concerned with what they gave up, but they were concerned with what they were to gain. Each of them was following a deep desire for God in their lives. Nothing that Jesus asked of them was in conflict with this deep desire. And they truly did become fishers of men. In Acts 2, we read that Simon Peter brought 3,000 people to believing in Jesus in just one day. Isn't that what everyone desires in their life, a relationship with God? Is our Lord calling you to serve him? Is he asking you to become a fisher of men? Are you willing to share your faith with family, friends, coworkers, or even strangers? It's a good question, right? For some of us, the call is deep and loud. Entering the priesthood or religious life, full-time ministry might be the message. For others, it might simply be to get involved with some apostolate, working with the poor, the homeless, jail ministry, teaching religious education, or any of a huge number of possible directions that can be your way to cast your net for the glory of God. Following Jesus goes beyond Sunday services or Mass and being a good person. It requires that we use our talents and abilities, whatever they may be, to help others in their search for God. Take a moment this week to reflect on Jesus' call. When Jesus asked, "Come follow me," don't think about what you might have to give up, but what you might have to gain in the kingdom of God. And then don't hesitate. The apostles didn't. Decide to respond to that deep desire for God in your life. Imagine a world where all Christians were casting their nets and becoming fishers of men. This is Tony Agnese.